After lunch, Monty went back to his room and shut the door. He stood with his back to the door, listening to make sure nobody was coming. Bet. He needed to devise a plan for using his birthday present without being seen. But first, he was burning up. Where was his fan? It was one of those tiny, battery-powered things he got from the Dollar Tree, so it could be anywhere. He scanned the room. To the right was his dresser with all three drawers open and his deodorant sitting on top with the cap off. No fan there. Next to the dresser, he could see into his dark closet, which scared him at night, containing his dirty clothes hamper overflowing with clothes. No fan there either. Then he looked across the room at his bookshelf with a pile of comic books on top of it that looked like they'd slide over if you even thought about sneezing. Shoot, no fan. Next to the bookshelf was his desk with his lamp and microscope, pushed up against four big windows that looked out onto the backyard. They were all cracked open for a non-existent breeze. No fan there. On the other side of the room, facing the windows with its comforter trailing along the floor, was his bed. Nope. Finally, right next to the door was a nightstand to hold his watch, night lamp, and a pile of books. Where is it? Wait a minute. He walked over to the crumpled-up comforter at the end of his bed. Sure enough, there it was, underneath. Phew! Monty put the fan on his desk, plugged it in, and turned it on high. Then he sat down in front of it, letting the cool air wash over him. Okay, he thought. Now for a plan.